morning, I'm here with Louise Glenn, Senior Education Officer for Literacy and Languages. Louise, what is your favourite thing about the Scottish Learning Festival?
Well, last year was my first time attending Scottish Learning Festival in my capacity as Senior Education Officer. Prior to that, I had wanted to go but wasn't able to get the cover to get out of school. So, marvellous to actually be there at this event that I thought I could never attend. And the best thing about it to me was the buzz and the atmosphere and the energy of the participants and seeing the young people as well presenting to us, as well as having some really quality dialogue with colleagues and also hearing from some really gifted presenters.
Are you involved in the Scottish Learning Festival this year?
I am. I'm involved in three sessions. One of them is 1+2, which is the policy whereby we are implementing modern languages from primary one onwards. I'm going to have do a presentation with my development officer, Shona Hugh, on bringing that policy into practice. So Shona and I will give a presentation about with the national picture, the national overview of the type of support that Education Scotland has been working on to support practitioners. And we're also going to have a practitioner, if you like, from the classroom in the form of Emma Sowerby, who is or was not only a class teacher of modern languages in primary, she was also deputy head. So she's going to have a look from the SMT's or the school senior management team's perspective of how you would implement this policy. And Emma has now become a development officer for Borders Council. So she's going to be able to tell the audience something about the three different stages that she's gone through with that. Not to forget that I'm also involved in the two presentations about the professional learning resource for the Scottish Survey of Literacy and Numeracy, clearly the literacy strand, where my literacy team, are going to do a kind of mini session of creative ways in which you can access the professional learning resource.
Who would be your dream keynote speaker or guest that you'd like to invite along to the festival?
Apart from David Bowie.
Apart from David Bowie.
Right, okay, who would be my dream guest at any occasion, I have to tell you. Dream speaker would have to be, for me, Johnny Cooper Clarke, the punk poet, because I think that he would capture everything in a marvellously poetic way.
So why do you think it's important for practitioners to attend the festival and how do you think it will benefit them?
It's important because it is in the Scottish education calendar, if you like. It's a unique opportunity for practitioners to see and to hear and to discuss issues that are really close to their hearts, and you know, and being with people who are all passionate about learning and teaching across the piece, whether it's preschool, whether it's, you know, looking beyond 16, etc. So you know, it's just that opportunity to, hate to use the word network, but meet, if you like, with people that you know already, and also meet new people with new ideas. It's that nice synergy of ideas coming together.
And what seminars or keynote speeches, aside from your own, are you most looking forward to seeing and hearing?
Well, the one that's kind of surprised me the most that I'm looking forward to, because I'm not a particularly sporty person, is the keynote by Frank Dick, who is, you know, he's going to explore those synergies between sports coaching and coaching for life. And I do think that that will be fascinating. So hopefully that will move my thinking on. And also, I am very much looking forward to hearing from the choir from Stromness Academy, who've come to Glasgow, or making the journey down to Glasgow, to entertain us with a selection of Scottish songs.
Fantastic. Thank you.